Good Saturday morning, and congratulations to you Thanksgiving dinner survivors. You're laid out on the couch watching football. Yeah, it's a great weekend. And welcome to the Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by two of the travel experts from Columbus Travel. And the good people at Columbus Travel sponsor the show, John Potter and Carlos Fita. Today, we've got another great show with the motherlode of all travel sales. Yes, it's the Columbus Travel Black Friday sale. There are some new Hawaii entry requirements, and by the way, they're good. New information on when cruises will return, and how about this? One major cruise line is actually looking for volunteers to take part on their first cruise. The questions asked, with a Biden administration, will Cuba reopen for American tourists and cruises? And I've got a tall ship experience next year in the Greek islands and Turkey. Yeah, you'll be sailing with me on a tall ship next year in September. Well, all this and more on today's travel show. Now, we're kind of unique in our post-Thanksgiving show. Through the miracle of technology, I have abandoned...
As usual.
Yeah, first time ever.
Carlos and Juan, I call him now. I'm in San Diego, actually in Oceanside, just north of San Diego. We're here for Thanksgiving and had a wonderful time. John will be reporting to us a little bit later on. He's actually leaving tomorrow for Florida. Did I pronounce that okay, Carlos?
Perfecto. Florida.
He's going there, too. And anyway, off to Disney World. He's over here just panting, and his tail is wagging, our Disney dog, Pluto. Hey, we got a great show. But listen, folks, I need to apologize to you, because when I go on location, I'm using up an important telephone line, and we can't take questions. Now, what you can do is you can send all of your travel questions to Columbus Travel at info@columbusvacations.com. That's info@columbusvacations.com. Or give them a call Monday. Columbus Travel, the sponsor of the show, is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. You can come into the office. Face masks are required. We have hand sanitizer everywhere, and we do practice social distancing in the office. Or just send the question, comment, your request, experience to info@columbusvacations.com. Well, guys, we have a great show. How was Thanksgiving?
Wonderful. Lots of turkey.
Always. What is the highlight every year of Thanksgiving for you, John?
Sleeping in.
The slave drivers at Columbus Travel are doing that. How about you? Did Jason, your son, and family join you?
No, they have been excluded this year.
Oh, he's been a bad boy.
Yeah, no. We are following the instruction that we have. You know, just the family lives at home. So it will be just Karen.
You and Karen.
That's it. And then...
Did you make empanadas?
No, I'm going to make a matambre. That's something that you have never tried, Larry. When we
you
go
bring
to Buenos
me some?
Aires, next March, when we go to Buenos Aires, let's try it.
It will do that. Well, it's always a great holiday for me. You know, my wife Kathy said something interesting about Thanksgiving. This was a few years ago. She says, you know, Larry, I don't like Thanksgiving. I said, what are you, a communist? I mean, how can you say that about Thanksgiving? It is like such a wonderful holiday. And she says, well, think about it. We ladies are preparing food for days. You guys come in and inhale it in 30 minutes, lay down on the floor, watch football, fall asleep, and call it a holiday. And I'm thinking, what's your point? You know, are you going somewhere with this conversation?
The siesta is John. John is the one
that's
that eats
right. That's
goes
right.
To, so now, the couch.
After, I actually help clean up. I'm a good
after
boy.
After that comment, all the men participate in the preparation. Anyway, let's get back to travel. John, Columbus Travel is sponsoring a Black Friday sale, which actually started earlier this week. And it's not yesterday, Friday only.
Right.
This goes on through what dates?
goes through December 23rd or until it sells out, whichever comes first.
And some of the deals have to be signed by the end of this month, like the AMA buy one, get one free cruise on select cruises in Europe. Others will have a December 10th deadline, others December 23rd. And let me tell you what the Black Friday sale is. First of all, you've got incredible discounts from airlines, cruise lines, hotels, and tour companies. And then Columbus Travel has set aside a significant, I mean, this is huge, five-figure amount, all right? And we're dipping into that five-figure amount to pay part of your travel. I mean, John, is it really that simple?
It really is. For the traveler, for us, the paperwork sometimes is a little complicated, but we're happy to do it for our clients.
Let's give an example on a cruise. And folks, this is new bookings only, all right? And it's subject to availability. Rates, of course, vary by your departure date. So I've got all my CYAs in there, okay? So on a cruise, I look for the absolute best fare. I get the absolute best rate from Columbus Travel for a cruise. What about the deposit? What is Columbus Travel in this Black Friday sale going to do with my deposit?
If it's on 7 days or longer on Princess or Norwegian cruise lines, for an inside or an ocean view cabin, we will pay $200 towards your deposit. If it is a balcony cabin, we'll pay $300 towards your
deposit. This is like free money because I don't have to pay you back. So I come in, and I love the balcony cabins. You know, once you balcony, you'll never go back to an inside cabin. Up to $300 for the deposit. I don't have to pay you back. It's really like free money. I was in Mexico twice last month, once in Puerto Vallarta, did the show from there. It's always like, you know, where's Waldo, where's Larry? Every 2 weeks I've been traveling, Puerto Vallarta, then Cabo, then Tahiti, and now San Diego. Where will I be in 2 weeks? We'll keep that one as a mystery. But I love Mexico, the Caribbean, Central America. There is a triple discount as part of the Columbus Travel Black Friday sale, and it really should be the December travel sale. It's what we call a triple discount. So, discount number one, a guaranteed, flat-out air and hotel discount. Right. Less expensive than if you bought them separately.
Correct.
Now, tell me what discount number two is.
The supplier.
Supplier, okay, like an airline, hotel, tour operator, or a little bit from each one of them.
Yeah. They will discount your tour up to $600.
Okay, so that's discount number two. One is an air and hotel discount, then up to $600. Then discount number three is Columbus Travel is going to take that already discounted and for Tahiti, French Polynesia, Caribbean, Central America, Hawaii, and Mexico, drop it up to $500. Now, some of the hotels even have a free upgrade. So it's a discount on top of a discount on top of a discount. It is a triple discount. Now, we do have some specials with AMA Waterways. I love AMA Waterways.
Oh, me too.
You know, you know, Carlos, that trip that you and Karen joined Kathy and I on, what was about a year and a half ago?
Yeah, that's right. It was along the Navi.
I've always said there are four great Europe river cruise companies: AMA Waterways, Viking, Crystal, and Avalon. And I think if you go with any four of those, you're going to have a great experience.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't miss with Viking or Avalon or Crystal or AMA. But I put AMA in a separate class. It's a step above. It's very interesting. You know, later in the show, we'll be talking about the world's best awards. It always find out when you look at a best of something, are the voters the readers of the magazine or the travel professionals? And you often find that they're different. The companies that have huge advertising budgets tend to get more votes, but those who deal with it. Anyway, AMA Waterways, You can save up to $500 on select cruises. They also have other promotions, two free Europe airline tickets, a buy one, get one free airline ticket. You can't take all of them. You right. pick which one is best. Well, all this and more at the Columbus Travel Black Friday sale. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the Aloha state of Hawaii and some new testing requirements, and prices have dropped to historic lows here on The Travel Show. And welcome back to The Travel Show. We're so glad to spend our Saturdays with you every week. Right at this time on this station, yeah, it's The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by Carlos Fita and John Potter, also known as our Disney Pluto dog. John will be off to Orlando tomorrow. I'm in San Diego today, actually Oceanside, just north of San Diego, where we have been spending the Thanksgiving holidays. And yes, it's Governor Newsom's curfew. They got the goon squad out there patrolling the streets.
So you're not out clubbing all night, are you?
No, it's a new experience for me. I'm kind of a party guy, you know. Anyway, because of the John and Carlos are in Salt Lake today, I'm in Oceanside, we can't take your calls. But you can get a hold of the travel experts at Columbus Travel, where you always travel more and pay less. 800-373-3328. That's 800-373-3328, or online at columbusvacations.com. John, Hawaii is a popular vacation spot.
Oh, absolutely.
I haven't met someone. I suppose there is someone who doesn't like Hawaii.
They're locked up in their straitjackets.
Foaming at the mouth. I'm foaming at the mouth to get back to Hawaii. Believe it or not, I have made 166 trips to Hawaii. The first when I was 16. You know, I grew up in San Francisco, and I was a surfer boy. I had the surfer haircut. I wore the surfer shorts. Those kind of like, we called them jams.
No haircut.
And anyway, I thought I was really cool at 16. I wasn't, but I thought I was. And so I went surfing in Hawaii, and that was just so much fun. And, you know, it's one of those places I can't wait to get back to. A lot of places I call one and done. I'm glad I went, like Cleveland. Glad I went. I just don't have to be going back there again, you know. But Hawaii, I'm giddy at the thought of 167, which will be in February. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some new testing requirements. You know, Hawaii was closed a long time.
It was.
And now you have to have a negative COVID test. But here's the change. Previously, they said you showed your negative COVID test upon arrival. And if you didn't have when you were locked up, quarantined for 14 days, or a lot of people just hold up their cell phone and say, test pending, quarantined. Mm-hmm. Some at the airport, some elsewhere, until the test results got in. They've changed that, haven't they?
They have.
What's the change?
It now has to show negative before you get on the last leg of your flight.
So if it were a nonstop from Las Vegas or Salt Lake City, that's where you have to show the test to the airline folks.
Right.
If you're changing planes on the West Coast, it'd be L.A. or Seattle or San mm-hmm. Francisco Correct. Or something like that. Now, the other thing that's very specific is you can't just go to any, you know, Uncle Wacko's COVID stop. Hawaii has named who you can get your test from.
Mm-hmm.
And they also require you to register at the Hawaii Safe Travels online program, if you're 18 years of age and older. Mm-hmm. So for the Safe Travels online program, where we have to register, and for the state-approved testing partners, where do I go?
HawaiiCOVID19.com/travel.
All right. one more time for Carlos's benefit.
Not my shaman. I was going to go to my shaman to get the test.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, John.
HawaiiCOVID19.com. No spaces, no dashes, just all out, but it is the number 1919/travel.
Okay. You know, this Columbus Travel Black Friday sale is the biggest mother load of travel sales I've ever seen. Let's talk about Hawaii. Now, the lead price, you want to go to Honolulu, is $659, I believe, at the Waikiki Castle. And that price we've seen up and down. 2 weeks ago, it was $599, and who knows what it'll be next week.
Yeah.
But we're talking mid-January, John. I mean, that's a great time to go. The holidays are over.
It's cold and inverted here.
Thank you very much. But what I always tell people is when you shop price, also shop value. And with the triple discounts that we just talked about at Columbus Travel, catch this, the Hilton Hawaiian Village. Now, that's the big one with the Rainbow Tower as you come into Waikiki. I've stayed there. I love the Hilton Hawaiian Village. To me, it's a deluxe property.
It is.
$759. This is 6 days, 5 nights. You can extend your stay if you want to go to multiple islands. Out on the Big Island, you get more sunshine on the Kona Coast in Hawaii than any other place in the Hawaiian Islands. $819 at the Hilton Waikoloa.
My favorite hotel on that island.
It really is. Now, if you guys could do just one thing in Hawaii yourself, what would it be? Carlos?
I'll go to the beach.
To the beach.
Sleep on the beach so I can save
you money. You want the oceanfront accommodation, sleep in the sand with Carlos. John?
Pearl Harbor.
Why?
Just the feelings I get when I've been there. I've been there, it's got to be in the 20 times now, and it never gets old. I just go there, and the emotions you feel, the humbleness. My favorite place.
And it's free. Actually, you've paid for it with your taxes.
Yeah.
But it's free. They have an audiovisual. They do have some tickets just for the general public walk-up. Mm-hmm. Others, you can get an advance reservation and a time slot online with that. Do you know what I like to do whenever I visit a place of history is I like to go on YouTube and look at actual video, if it's more contemporary. Like, I watched the Battle of Guadalcanal, the Battle of the Coral Sea, Midway, actual video. And the same thing with Pearl Harbor. You're seeing the actual footage of December 7th, 1941. Well, if I could do one thing, and I've done it many times, it would be to hike the Na Pali Coast. Hey, listen, when we come back, we're going to be talking about, is it hype or reality? How safe is it to fly on an airplane? And a major cruise line is looking for volunteers for their first cruise here on The Travel Show. Welcome back to The Travel Show. We're so glad that you're here. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru. I am in Oceanside, California today, and yes, I feel very safe. Back home in the cold tundra of the Rocky Mountains and the Wasatch Front, Carlos Fita and John Potter, two of the travel experts at Columbus Travel. Now, we have to apologize when I am doing out of the country or out of Salt Lake, we can't take your questions like we normally do, but you can send those questions to Columbus Travel at info@columbusvacations.com or give the travel experts a call, 800-373-3328 or online at columbusvacations.com. And by the way, John and Carlos, on the website, columbusvacations.com, on the rotating banner are all of the details of the Columbus Travel Black Friday travel sale. Now, some people have the Black Friday sale only Friday, yesterday. No, for Columbus, it's continuing on depending on the offer. Some, like the buy one, get one free cruise offer from AMA Waterways for Europe cruises next year, and they're just select cruises, that has to be booked by November 30th.
Monday,
yes. And others, there's a December 10th. Most of them have a December 23rd deadline, or as long as availability is there. And I have never seen a blockbuster travel sale because Columbus Travel is kicking in discounts in addition to airlines, cruise lines, hotels, promotions. Now, we hit a milestone yesterday.
We did.
Yes, we did. A week ago yesterday, Friday, November 20th. So it was a week old. 1 million people went through TSA.
Wow.
I just got that report this week. I've been saving it for today. That's a big milestone. Now, typically, on a non-holiday period, it's about 2.5 million go through the TSA security at airports every day. Mm-hmm. During the holidays, I mean, that's much higher.
Yeah.
But it is a big milestone that people are feeling more comfortable with travel. Of all the major airlines who've handled the COVID crisis, I give kudos especially to Delta Airlines. I think Delta, Alaska, JetBlue, and Southwest have done a pretty good job. I have no comment on United and American.
Mm-hmm.
I have no comment. You can read into that anything you want. Delta Airlines has just come out with another announcement. You know, they were blocking the middle seat. They are blocking the middle seat through January the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
They just announced they're going to extend that to March 30th.
And I think they'll be the only one doing that.
I think so. I've read some reports that first of all, it's very unlikely you're going to get COVID on an airplane. We'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is really reduces the chances when you have an airline like Delta Airlines that will block the middle seat. Now, that's on planes that have seating of three seats.
Yeah.
If you're on a smaller aircraft that just has the two seats on each side,
mm-hmm.
Delta will do, they will block a selection of one aisle of seats on smaller aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's they're doing such a good job. And in first class, where Carlos always sits, they block mm-hmm. the adjacent seat.
Right.
I, of course, being the humble servant, sit back with the masses while Carlos is up in first class. Now, we were talking about... the safety of airline travel.
Mm-hmm.
We flew down earlier this week to San Diego, took the short drive up to Oceanside. It's about 70 degrees. It's beautiful. We're about a half a block from the beach. It's really fun. But, John, I think when the vaccine comes out, people are going to feel more comfortable about traveling.
Absolutely.
But facts are facts. And, yes, we want to be safe. We don't want to be reckless. I encourage you to follow all safety guidelines about wearing masks, social distancing, washing your hands. Let's talk about airlines. And as we've said, facts don't have feelings. Harvard University did an exhaustive study about the likelihood of catching COVID or any communicable disease on an aircraft. Why is it so unlikely to catch it on an aircraft, John?
The filtering system. They've got the HEPA filters. The air is exchanged in the cabin, I believe they said, every minute or so.
About every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And how fresh is the air, Carlos, at 35,000?
It is like 30 below.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't come through.
Yeah. Now,
if you've noticed on the side of an aircraft, at the bottom, it looks like a grill. That is the suction. And the fresh air comes in at the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just – you can turn your air vents on and off. I'm not talking about that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about fresh air is coming in. Yeah, about every 2 minutes. They have the HEPA filter. Listen to this one. The Department of Defense did a study of the air in aircraft. It was an exhaustive study. What they did is they had mannequins, both with kind of like where the mouth and nose and eyes would be like receptors. Some were masked, some were not. And then they would spray this particle out. and record who was contracting it. And here's what it said. The researchers, which included a team from the University of Nebraska teaming with the Department of Defense, concluded that the virus was removed by the plane's air filtering systems 15 times as fast as in a typical home and 6 times as fast as what is recommended for hospital operating rooms and patient isolation rooms. 6 times faster than a hospital operating room. The World Health Organization said, quote, there is very little risk of any communicable disease being transmitted on board an aircraft. I referenced the Harvard study that just said the likelihood of catching COVID on an aircraft is, quote, minimal. Now, having said that, John, I also want to be respectful of what people's emotional feelings are. And I've said, I am comfortable traveling. I practice all the health and safety protocols. We felt very good here in California. But I tell people, if you don't feel comfortable, don't go.
Absolutely. I agree.
Don't go. It's not like you have to go. The deals now, this Black Friday sale, the deals, you know, are really for 2021 and 2022. I feel very good about doing that. Now, you remember, by the way, here's two great sites for health and safety information. One is cdc.gov. I'm speaking of travel.
Right.
cdc.gov. The other is travel.state.gov. Travel.state.gov. They have a COVID section. That latter is maintained by the State Department. Now, John, the CDC earlier in the year had a no-sale order for cruise lines with over 100 passengers in any U.S. port. That has been lifted, but they have a conditional sale directive. What are some of the details of that conditional sale?
Well, they have to be certified with the CDC. So the CDC personnel are going to be sailing on their cruises.
There's a tough job.
Yeah, before they sail. They have to do mock cruises where they have their staff there and you know, pass all the restrictions before they're allowed to sail.
Yeah, it's a 40-page document that cruise lines have to pass all these stringent requirements before they're allowed to sail again. As you pointed out, the mock cruises, there are actually two mock cruises. One is with the crew and no passengers. And the CDC is on board, and they have got a microscope out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Looking for everything. Then once they pass the mock cruise, when I say mock, meaning it actually goes out and sails.
Yeah.
But there's no passengers. It's not for sale. S-A-L-E. It is for S-A-I-L. And then the next one is they've got to have a sailing with real passengers, not company employees. It's, you know, it's you and me out there. And what's interesting is Royal Caribbean. Now, that's a great cruise line.
Oh, they are.
They do innovative things. I love Royal Caribbean. They're going to do a test cruise with volunteers. And they haven't said if there's going to be a price. I don't think there will be one myself.
Yeah, I don't either.
You know. But it's going to be a test cruise. And if you would like to be considered for a what I believe will be a free cruise or at least minimal cost, Royal Caribbean has set up a Facebook page. And we actually talked about this last week, but it's so good I wanted to mention again. Go to their Facebook page, Volunteers of the Seas, and Seas is plural, S-E-A-S. Volunteers of the Seas. There's a submission form. You have to be 18 years of age or older. No children are allowed in this. They want to know how many people in your party. If you're from Colorado City, I guess you could say my wife and I, my wives and I, and our 58 kids. And then contact information. And I don't know how they're going to pick the volunteers because I'm guessing there's more than a few that have volunteered.
Yeah, I've heard that it's over 100,000 people, but I'm sure they'll be randomly selected, so why not get on the list?
I mean, all they can say is no. with that. Now, we've talked before just very briefly about AMA Waterways, which is my favorite river cruise company. They sail not only Europe, where most of their ships are, but Africa and Egypt and Southeast Asia, the Mekong. By the way, I will be personally hosting an Egypt Secrets of the Nile land tour and cruise in March of 2022 with AMA Waterways. And you can get the details at columbusvacations.com. And a year from now, early November, before Thanksgiving, I'll be hosting a Southeast Asia, the mighty Mekong, with a land options and river cruise with AMA Waterways, Thailand, Cambodia, and Vietnam. And that's going to be so much fun. There are discounts available on that. And you can get all the details at columbusvacations.com. But very quickly, AMA, as part of the Columbus Travel Black Sale Friday, has some promotions. One is on select Europe cruises next year, get two free airline tickets. You got to book that by when, John? November 30th.
Okay,
Monday.
Yes.
Monday. And if it's not one of your cruises, then they have a free companion fare. It is the biggest travel sale I've seen. Well, listen, when we come back, we got more things on sale, including a $600 discount. Welcome back to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwix, the getaway guru, joined by the two travel experts from Columbus Travel, who sponsors The Travel Show, John Potter and Carlos Fita. You can contact Columbus Travel, 800-373-3328. That's 800-373-3328, or online at columbusvacations.com. And you do want to give Columbus a call. Let's look at 2021, 2022 travel. The blockbuster, the motherlode of all travel sales is on, where it's really just like free money. Now, I'm in Oceanside, California today. John and Carlos are back in frozen Utah. Actually, it's not frozen. We're having pretty nice weather back home. It's gorgeous here in California. But John, how long has it been since you've had a fix? He's an addict.
It's been about 10 months. I was there in March.
Yeah, now we're talking about a Disney addict.
Uh-huh.
All things Disney. So it's been 10 months, and was that Orlando or California?
Orlando.
Orlando.
I haven't been to California since December, almost a year.
Which one is your favorite?
Oh, California, Disneyland.
Why? I mean, Florida's bigger.
It's bigger. It's smaller. It's easier. As I get older, it's easier to navigate Disneyland. Plus, Walt was there. Walt walked through the streets after opening. He did not. He had passed away before Disney World actually opened.
So it's, as it being small, it's easy for you to hobble around mm-hmm.
plus,
Disneyland.
Plus, it's a much quicker flight.
That yes, and less expensive, too.
Yeah.
I like California because it opened in 1955. Mm-hmm. Our family, I grew up in San Francisco. We drove down in 1958 and went to Disneyland. So you're getting back to Disney World. It's not at fully open and operational mm-hmm. in Orlando. I mean, welcoming 100% occupancy.
Right.
What are you planning to do, and what are your expectations after a 10-month hiatus of all things Disney?
It's going to be a different trip for sure. I'm going to have
He's tripping out.
I have to wear a mask the entire time unless I'm actively eating or drinking.
Is most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah, right. They are not doing the shows. There's no fireworks.
That's such a good part of it.
It is. Character interactions you do from a distance. You aren't able to go up and hug them. You do have to have park reservations to get into the park.
You can't just walk up and buy a ticket.
Yeah, just a park pass is not going to get you into the park. You need reservations. I've got my reservations. I'm going to go to all four of the parks.
What do they do with people who have unlimited annual passes? You still have to make a reservation?
You still have to make a reservation. That's where I'm at. And so you need a reservation to get in. And but they're only filling up to 35% occupancy.
Which is fantastic. I would love to go to Disneyland in California and have the park 30% full.
Yeah, yeah.
And have it, all the rides open with that.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. But I'm just doing this for our listeners so I can tell them what it's like
what
to go
guy.
During COVID. It's,
what?
It's totally
really?
A selfless act.
Selfless, selfless
no.
martyr.
Yeah.
All right.
if you believe that, I've got some real estate I want to talk to you about.
In Florida. Hey, folks, I have a favor to ask. Check out my YouTube travel channel, youtube.com/getawayguru. Now, last week I posted a video from my recent trip to Tahiti. I really would be grateful if you'd help me out. I'm trying to get serious. There are three ways that YouTube measures travel channels. One is the number of subscribers, so please hit subscribe. Then you'll see a little bell. It says all notifications. That means when I post a new video, they'll let you know. So number one is subscribers. Number two is how many views are your videos getting. But the third is kind of subtle. They measure how long are people viewing it. Do they click in and out? Obviously, the longer they watch your videos, the better it is. So please help me out. YouTube.com/getawayguru. Do take a look at all of them. It's been a lot of fun. Now, it appears likely that Mr. Biden will be our next president.
Yes.
Okay. What the question that I've not seen anybody ask except the getaway guru is, what will this do to Cuba? You know, under the Obama administration, Cuba was open to tourists. Mm-hmm. I actually visited Cuba, Havana, Unana, for 2 days off a cruise ship. And then under the Trump administration, it got deep sixed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think under a Biden administration, we're going to see Cuba open up again? I mean, we do have mm-hmm. an embassy, although they've kind of shut it down.
Yeah, I think we will. Of course, everybody knows President Biden elect was vice president for President Obama. And so I think a lot of the policies that were in place then we'll see come back.
I think we'll see that. Have either of you ever flown Asiana or Korean Airlines?
Korean Airlines, yes.
They're both great airlines. I mean, U.S. carriers could take a pay most of the Asian carriers. Korean Airlines has just purchased a controlling interest in Asiana Airlines. They plan to keep them separate. But what is significant is Korean is a Delta SkyMiles partner. Mm-hmm. And there's a hub there in Seoul, Korea. So I think we're going to see some good action there with Delta on that. Also, the 737 MAX aircraft has been cleared to fly. Do you have hesitation about that?
No. Not at all.
Not at all.
I think it has been gone over with a fine-tooth comb.
It's going to be the safest aircraft flying at
I'm
this
actually
time.
Looking forward to it. Hey, well, listen, we've got so much more here on The Travel Show. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about Egypt, and then John has a special $600 gift for you here on The Travel Show. And here we are, hour number two of The Travel Show. Thank you so much for spending your Saturday with us. We all look forward. We get giddy coming into the studio where we get to share travel with you, particularly your experiences and your recommendations. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the Getaway Guru, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fina, two of the travel experts at Columbus Travel. Today, I'm in Oceanside, California. Tomorrow, John is leaving for Orlando, Florida, and Carlos
here.
Will just stay in Utah.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem fair. We're going to be hearing from Carlos in the next segment about some exciting things in South America. Because I'm in California today, we cannot take your calls with a split studio. But you can give Columbus Travel a call at 800-373-3328. That's 800-373-3328 or online at columbusvacations.com. You can also send a question to Columbus at info, I-N-F-O, at columbusvacations.com. Well, John, this Black Friday sale, which was not exclusive to yesterday, is the biggest travel sale, seriously, that I've seen in my 40-plus years, because Columbus is kicking in huge cash amounts to knock your price down. What's going on at Columbus Travel with the Black Friday sale, which is still going on?
Yeah, we're giving out basically free money, courtesy of the Getaway Guru and his partner, Mark Faldmill.
Thank you so much for my 401k.
Yeah. You're going to have some really good savings on Hawaii, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Central America. You can save up to $400.
Well, let's explain how that goes, because that's nice, but in isolation, it's nice. But explain a triple discount, because once you do that, it's like this is off the charts.
Mm-hmm. Okay, your first discount is you're getting an air and hotel discounted package that's always discounted, less than if
meaning less than if you bought it yourself. All right, that's
right.
Discount number one. Tell me number two.
Number two, either the hotel, the airline, or the tour operator is going to take off an additional up to $600 per reservation.
So it's a discount on top of a discount. Now the Columbus Travel
now
discount.
Now Columbus is going to kick in up to $400 towards your package price. So that's a discount.
Mamma mia. And I think if it's South Pacific, it's up to $500.
South Pacific up to $500 for Tahiti.
And French Polynesia.
Yep. You have also on select cruises, Norwegian and Princess Cruises, you can save up to $300. We'll pay towards your deposit. And on.
You know what's nice about that, John, is say we're going to pay your deposit up to $300. And there are terms and conditions, like a cruise has to be 7 days.
Yeah.
All of that's at the Columbus Travel website. But what's nice is you don't have to pay Columbus back. This really is like free money.
It is.
As long as it is there. It's not an unlimited amount. I've already said that Columbus set aside a very, very significant five-figure amount. And they're just giving it away.
Yeah, when it's gone, it is gone, because we need to eat.
That's right. Well, listen, you know, you, yes, looking at us, it looks like we need to eat, doesn't it?
Not me. I'm fine.
Especially after Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Oink-a-Lot. Let's talk about Alaska, because the Columbus Travel Black Friday sale impacts that.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite cruises is Alaska.
Oh, yes.
I go once or twice every year after year after year after year. I get giddy about seeing and doing virtually the same things. There's so many things to do. And, you know, with Alaska, there's really two itineraries. There's the north-south, which is Vancouver to Anchorage or vice versa, and round-trip Seattle, where you depart and return to Seattle. Both of them will include the Inside Passage and some combination of Juneau, Skagway, Ketchikan, Sitka, Icy Strait, glaciers galore, all of this. On the north-south, you generally get 2 days of glacier viewing. On the round-trip Seattle, usually 1 day. It's just a magnificent cruise. We've talked before about some of our favorite activities, from the Yukon and Whitehorse Train in Skagway to whale watching in Juneau, to the salmon runs, the bear viewing, and the totem parks in Ketchikan. So the Columbus will pay up to $300 for your Alaska cruise, other cruises too. But we're talking about Alaska, and these are new bookings only for any applicable. And that's on Princess and Norwegian for Alaska. But you are taking a group, John, where you will be the Doctari. Tour guide.
Yes.
You see, the fearless Fido in Alaska. And you'll be doing the shore excursions yourself with the group. Tell me about your cruise.
All right. It's going to be September 18th and round trip from Seattle on the Emerald Princess ship. And
we're gonna a nice ship.
It is. We're going to cruise Glacier Bay. That's my appeal. I love Glacier Bay. And also, it's a great time of year to see the Northern Lights. We can't all guarantee you're going to see the Northern Lights, but the chances are greater that late in the year.
if you don't see them, mm-hmm. will you stand up on the balcony with a
green
flashlight?
Yes,
green flashlight and move it. Mm-hmm. Well, and you're at the north end of the ship.
That's right. And so it's going to be fun. And of course, we'll have our own shore excursions. I have rates starting at $802 per person.
Then
we will take off on this one for an inside or an ocean view cabin. We'll take off $100 per person, up to $200 on the room. So that makes it $702 per person plus your taxes.
Let me explain. We've set up to $300 on your cruise deposit for an inside or ocean view. Ocean view will have a porthole or window. Mm-hmm. It's $200 per cabin or $100 per person for a balcony or higher. In the Carlos Fita suite, mm-hmm. You get up to $300.
$300 or $150 per person.
Exactly. And you don't have to pay us back. Now, what's very interesting is most cruise lines, like Princess or Royal Caribbean or Norwegian, have two levels of pricing. Mm-hmm. Let me use Princess, since that's what you're sailing on.
Yeah.
They have what's called a Princess Savers. That is a cruise only. Taxes are and fees are additional to mm-hmm. all of these. It's just a cruise.
Right.
But all of the cruise lines have all, I get a kick out of it, they call it free.
Yeah.
But it's a higher
free
price.
Free for more money.
But it's usually a pretty good deal, such as, depending on the cruise line, the sailing, a third and fourth passenger sail free, free Wi-Fi, free shore excursion credits, free specialty dining, free drinks. Some cruise lines will charge a gratuity for the free drinks. Mm-hmm. Some do not. Princess does not, I believe. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So the Princess Savers is cruise line only, the cruise only. Mm-hmm. Princess Plus is with the free giveaways that you pay more for. I love it.
Yeah.
And Norwegian has something very comparable. They call it something different. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be taking a group to Alaska in June. I love June because it is the best weather, the warmest weather. The cold has not set in. Rain starts to pick up in late July. Now, you're going to get rain year-round.
Right.
You're in a rainforest. It's the reason, Carlos, they call it rainforest, which is really Vancouver to Juneau.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it in the foliage and the density of the forest. But we sail round trip out of Seattle, June 20th to the 27th. Now, the best season for seeing the orcas or the pods of killer whales is May and June. May is a little early for the whales.
Mm-hmm.
June and on is the peak of the whale season. So I like it for the animal viewing. The other animals are very, very active. And we'll see, like John, Juneau, Ketchikan, Skagway, and Glaciers. My lead price, and this is for June, the peak of peak season, is $829. But you go to the Columbus Travel discount, you take $100 off. John, $729 in June, late June.
Yeah.
I've never, ever. And for a balcony cabin, rates start at
$1,469
minus $150, $1,319 for the peak of peak season in Alaska. Well, all of this at columbusvacations.com. I mentioned earlier I'm taking a group in March of 2022 to Egypt. We have a land tour, deluxe five-star, staying at the Four Seasons in Cairo. We'll do a 1 week. We'll fly up to Luxor. And I tell people, if you haven't seen Luxor, you haven't seen Egypt. We'll be on Amma Waterways. Love to have you with me. The brochure is available at columbusvacations.com. So when we come back, John still has a $600 present for you. And we're headed to South America.
Yes.
With Carlos Fita. I hope you're having a good Saturday, because I sure am here on The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by Carlos Fita and John Potter, two of the travel experts from Columbus Travel. You can talk to Columbus Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 at 800-373-3328. That's 800-373-3328. 373-3328 or online at columbusvacations.com. And do check out their website, Columbus Vacations, that's with an S on the end, .com, and click on the Black Friday sale. It is the mother lode of all travel sales. We've been talking about it, but all of the details are right there. Now, John, you are a giving sort of soul.
I am.
Kind and generous.
Don't forget it.
Never given to wild emotional outbursts.
No, I'm not.
Anyway, I will give no comment on that, as I've known you all these years. But you have information on a $600 gift.
I do.
Tell me about it.
For those of you who have the Delta American Express SkyMiles card.
That co-branded card.
Co-branded card with American Express and Delta Airlines. If you book a Delta Vacations package, they are going to give you a discount up to $600 per reservation.
Now, what if I don't have the card, but I do have a Delta SkyMiles account number?
Then they will discount your package up to $300 per reservation.
By the way, you can sign up at Delta.com for the SkyMiles. Mm-hmm. And if you could Google Delta American Express co-branded card. And I think, you don't have to check, but I think they give you the first year free or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think
or
so.
Or a second person free. But anyway,
yeah.
It's certainly worth it. Now, yeah. Carlos, you
si,
have
senor.
The Peru Machu Picchu trips have really sold so well. You've added a new one at maybe the best time of the year in June.
Well, I have one in March.
Yes.
Completely sold out. Then I said, okay, let's move the one that we have in the month of April 5 and move it to the month of June because of the Inti Raymi Festival and the discount that we get on that. Because this was originally a tour that would go for about $3,600.
You mentioned the Inti Raymi Festival. You and I have been to that together Peru. And it is a indigenous native festival. You don't see a lot of tourists there. It's not, sorry, John, it's not like Disneyland.
No.
Well, then why go?
you don't see a lot of tourists, but I think the whole Inca nation turns out. And there's music, there's food, there's dance, there's cultural presentations. It is one of the greatest events of my travel career. And it's a one-day-only festival.
One day only on the 24th of June of every year, because that's they celebrate the winter solstice,
uh-huh,
which is on the 21st.
The June tour, run through the June tour, and it does include Inti Raymi, which is just off the charts.
Yeah, we start with the rainforest. You, Larry, you love the rainforest.
So do you go down to Puerto Maldonado?
We go to Puerto Maldonado there.
May I just add, John, that I have visited the Amazon so many times, flying to Manaus, go up the river. I've seen it all in Brazil. I visited it in Peru. I actually believe the best viewing is in Peru, not Brazil. That's taking away nothing from Brazil.
But even better than being on the Amazon in Iquitos, which is where everybody goes.
I don't know. No, you want to go down to Puerto Maldonado, and then there's the go online and check out Manu Biosphere, MANU. It's UNESCO World Heritage Site. It is like a natural zoo out in the open with no fences.
Well, there are 11,000 species of birds there. So it does make a big difference to go there. But then also we go to Machu Picchu. Everybody wants to see Cusco. Everybody wants to see Machu Picchu. Everybody wants to see the Sacred Valley. This particular tour is unique because not only because it has the Inti Raymi, but on the other places. And Mr. Falmo will be taking this tour.
Mark Faldmo, the president of Columbus Travel, will be your escort, along with local hosts
local
also.
Guys. But interesting, in 1 week, we sold 16 passengers. We have a capacity for 26 passengers.
We just announced this a week ago.
Yes, and now it's...
And it's over half sold out.
It's going to be sold by the end of the week. Now, what is the reduced price that we get, John? What do we have?
What's the retail and what's the black... Friday's sale price?
The retail is $28.92 per person. But then we have a discount.
That's a great price.
Columbus Travel will take off $250 per person, $500 per reservation off that price.
And that comes down to $2,642. Amazing price.
Well, let's talk about Machu Picchu, the Sacred Valley. You do it a little differently there. Agua Calientes.
Yes.
Now, I think they now call it Puebla Machu Picchu.
Puebla Machu Picchu. No.
We're so old, we still call it Agua Calientes. You spent some time there?
Yes, we do. We spend one night because it's the only opportunity we have to visit Machu Picchu twice.
And you know what's nice about that, John, is that most people come in on the train. It's a beautiful dome train down from Cusco or the Sacred Valley. And you get there, you know, later in the morning and have a nice visit. It's wonderful. But what this group will be doing in June of next year is overnighting in the small village. It's at the base of the mountains, which just explodes straight up. It's a colorful, clean, wonderful city, Agua Calientes. And so on the day of arrival, you get to visit it with the other tourists. And they do limit the number of people that get
now,
in the park.
Yes, it is.
But catch this. We overnight there, and it's such a fun city. I've stayed there myself many times. The next morning, you can get up to the park before the train arrives.
Gives you the park for
basically
yourself.
For yourself.
Yes.
So all of the details at columbusvacations.com. Give me those dates again.
The dates, the departure gate is June 15, and we return on the 26th. That's an 11-day tour.
That's fantastic. columbusvacations.com. Check out escorted tours. It's you're going to see the Amazon. You're going to see Lima, Cusco, the Sacred Valley, Interraimi, and, of course, Machu Picchu. Hey, when we come back, Travel and Leisure has just announced the world's best awards, and we're going to go on a tall ship in the Greek islands where I'll be your escort. Yes, I'll be Captain Hook here on The Travel Show. Welcome back to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by the two of the three amigos. I'm the third, Carlos Fita and John Potter from Columbus Travel. Today, I'm in Oceanside, California, just north of San Diego, enjoying a great Thanksgiving holiday with my wife, Kathy, and some of our family. We're down here, and it's beautiful weather, about 70 degrees. I love the ocean. You know, John, I grew up in San Francisco on the ocean, was a surfer boy growing up and a body surfer. And I've always had this fascination with the ocean. Maybe it's the mysteriousness of life beneath the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And John is leaving for Disney World tomorrow. We'll expect a full report next Saturday. And by the way, we talked earlier in the show about Disney World, Orlando, but Downtown Disney, which is part of Anaheim, Disneyland. They've opened more up. Tell us what's going on in Anaheim, because the park, both California Adventure and Disneyland, are not open. Mm-hmm. What is open?
Downtown Disney is open, and they have extended it. And they've opened up the California Adventure Park, just the Buena Vista Street, where the shopping and some restaurants are, that you can go in up to there and get to, you know, actually be inside a Disney park. There's no rides, no entertainment, but you can at least set foot in Disneyland.
Well, I expect you to go down there, too. I'm surprised you're not changing planes in L.A. on your way to Florida with like a 12-hour layover.
I'm a ride junkie. I like going for the ride, so I'm not going until I go on a ride.
You know, one of the travel magazines that is, you know, the Bible, you've got Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure, those two magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, Travel and Leisure comes out with the world's best awards. This is from their readers.
Mm-hmm.
Giving their own experiences of what they like about this city, this cruise line, this airport, airline. it's just their readers. Now, this particular survey was just published in the current issue of Travel and Leisure magazine, but it was pre-pandemic. All of the balloting was finished March 2nd. So this these questions were pre-pandemic, really going back to 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you for your – see, there's no right or wrong to this. Mm-hmm. It's just personal preference.
Right.
They asked their readers, your favorite city in the world. John?
Oh, I would have to say probably London.
London. Reader's choice, Oaxaca, Mexico.
Okay, that's a little different.
Number two, San Miguel de Allende, Allende, Mexico. Number three, Hoi An, Vietnam. Number four, Chiang Mai, Thailand. Number five, Florence, Italy. That was a surprise to me. Now let's go favorite cities in the United States.
Oh, it would have to be New York City. You just can't beat New York City.
Well, you can right now. It's a dead dead zone.
That's true now.
Number one city with the readers, Charleston, South Carolina. Have you been to Charleston?
I have not.
It is a gorgeous. It's a throwback to another era, mm-hmm. you know, of Southern charm. Number one city in Canada, favorite city. This one surprised me because I would have picked Vancouver.
Yeah, I would pick Vancouver. I would say probably Calgary.
Quebec City. Not Quebec City, properly pronounced Quebec.
Quebec. Mm-hmm.
All right. In Europe, obviously, it was Florence. South America. Okay, Carlos is nodding. Cusco.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, we'll move on. Now, let's see here. The favorite islands in the South Pacific.
Uh-oh.
This one surprised me because I don't agree with it.
Uh-huh. I would have
What would you say? This is your personal choice.
In the South Pacific,
Number one island.
Moorea.
That's mine, too.
Mm-hmm.
That came in number two on the reader list. They have the Cook Islands. Now, I've been to the Cooks.
I have, too, yes.
And it's beautiful, but it's not the same.
Not my favorite.
The one area that stands apart, the main island of Rarotonga.
Yeah.
Up north is Aitutaki, a small atoll.
I've not been there. I've been to Rarotonga.
Yeah, it has maybe the most beautiful lagoon in the world. And I don't know if they're talking about Aitutaki,
mm-hmm.
but I still go with Moorea, properly pronounced Moorea. Now, with airlines, the number one favorite, again, folks, this is the Travel and Leisure readers, those who chose to participate in an online survey.
Mm-hmm.
Number one favorite airline?
I am guessing JetBlue.
JetBlue. He got it.
I love JetBlue. I've flown them a lot.
This surprised me. Number two, Hawaiian. Most Hawaiian passengers are a short flight, Honolulu to Maui to Kona. I mean, what can they do to you in 30 minutes?
Yeah, but I flew Los Angeles, Honolulu,
airline.
And they're wonderful.
Yeah. Number three, Alaska Airlines. Number four, Southwest Airlines, and number five, Delta Airlines. And I've mm-hmm. maintained that of the big three, Delta, United, American, Delta is in a league of its own.
I agree.
Now, international airlines, I don't know if you've flown on this one. It's an Asian carrier. This won't surprise you. I've flown on them, mamma mia.
Mm.
Singapore.
Oh, okay.
Singapore Airlines was rated number one. Number two is Qatar Airlines. Number three, Emirates, both out of the Middle East. And they're great airlines.
Oh, yeah.
Number four doesn't surprise me at all. EVA Air.
I've heard great things about
EVA. Oh, my.
I've not flown them,
I use them a lot on my Southeast Asia programs. Now, Jesus, could I have a drum roll, please? Have you got that? Can you pull that up? I should have given you all right, hit it. Come on, Jesus. Jesus is our crack producer. Because now, this is for the number one favorite megaship ocean cruise line. Do we have it ready? Okay, we don't have it. I'll go.
Disney?
Yes!
Yeah, I agree completely.
Yeah. I knew that would make you so happy. He is panting. He is wagging his tail. Anyway, it's a very interesting issue. It also includes a section on hotels. Those are the favorites. Some I agree with, some I don't.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I was on the island of Mo'orea there in French Polynesia 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep rubbing it in.
Thank you very much. And did the show while I was there.
Yeah.
And there's so much to do. You know what's interesting? Because you've been to French Polynesia. When you
yes.
come home, John, you show your videos and your photographs to friends. Mm-hmm. And they're all saying, oh, that's so beautiful. I wish I could go. But you're saying, no.
No.
Even this high-definition mm-hmm. photography does not capture the colors.
I have never seen a picture of Bora Bora that does it justice.
No.
Never.
No. The hues of particularly blue and green.
Yeah.
Are just absolutely overwhelming. Well, you know, we had a lot of fun last week playing Stump the Dummy.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about some world geography. Do you remember the southernmost point of the United States from last week?
Yes,
I do. Tell me.
American Samoa.
Thank you
very much. I will never forget that.
Thank you very, very much. All right, I'm going to mention some foods from around the world. And why don't you tell me what country they come from?
Okay.
All right, this is kind of fun. Can you imagine going to a restaurant and saying, I'll have one toad in a hole?
That would be England, Great Britain.
Yes, it's a traditional English dish consisting of sausages in Yorkshire pudding batter, usually served with onion gravy and vegetables. How about this one? This is one of my favorites. Khao soi.
If it's a favorite, it's got to be Thailand.
It is. He did.
I only gathered that because you said it was one of your favorites.
All right. I should have. It's a chicken curried soup. You really only see it in northern Thailand. You don't see it in Bangkok. You don't see it in Phuket or the islands. But in Laos, Myanmar, which I still call Burma, and northern Thailand, it's a northern hill tribe. And they hand cut rice or egg noodles, coconut milk, kind of a curry soup based, not a strong curry, although I wish it was. And chicken, and then you just add a squeeze of lime. Mm. All right, a couple more. Manapua. I'll have a Manapua, please.
That sounds South Pacific, so I would say probably New Zealand.
Well, you can get Manapua in New Zealand. It's kind of indigenous or native to Hawaii.
Okay.
It's a meat filled bun, very similar to a char siu pao. Pao for Chinese is like a bun. You can fry it, you can steam it. And char siu is a barbecued pork. Let's just do, let me ask you this one. Now, John, I have not prompted you on any of these questions.
No, you have not.
What is your favorite restaurant in California Disneyland?
Oh, my goodness. That would have to be, I don't know how to answer that because I love them all. Blue Bayou.
Let's say
Blue Bayou.
That's where we always eat there. Yeah. You know the other places that are pretty good value is the Mexican joint.
Oh, yes.
You know, nothing's cheap in Disneyland.
No.
Here's one. Why is a hot – do you like hot dogs?
Yes, I do.
I do, too, with lots of onions.
Mm-hmm.
I like the brown spicy mustard on that. And then try it sometime with some tomato wedges in it.
Okay.
That's the way we used to get it in San Francisco. Why is a hot dog called a hot dog? It's not dog meat,
no.
At least not in the United States.
No. Ah. I'm thinking it's a baseball term, but I could be wrong.
Well, the references to they had dachshund sausages and ultimately hot dogs can be traced to German immigrants in the 1800s. The Germans brought not only the sausage with them in the late 1800s, but also the dachshund dogs. And so because they brought they just called it a dachshund sausage.
Yeah, I've heard them called wiener dogs.
Yes.
So.
And so the name hot dog probably began as a joke about the German small, long, thin dogs and their small, long, thin sausages that look like a dachshund hound. Well, lots of fun as we roll around the world. Well, listen, I have got a great experience on a tall ship. Now, this has sails. It has motors, too. And if you think of a tall ship as some little dinghy, think of going up to, say, any football field, including the end zones. The tall ship, it's called the Star Clipper, is is bigger than the football field and the end zones. Three masts, 16 sails. Next year in September, I'll be taking a Greek Isles tall ship experience. I'll be your host and tour guide. We'll be able to see Athens, the Parthenon. We'll be into Turkey. I'll give you the details when we come back here on The Travel Show. And welcome back to The Travel Show. John, this is the fastest 2 hours on the planet.
It is.
And may we thank you at this time of Thanksgiving for joining us every Saturday here on The Travel Show, right here on this station. We look forward to sharing our experiences, and we love hearing your experiences. May we all give thanks and expressions of gratitude to those who help us, serve us, first responders, family, and friends. And may I say on a personal note, if there are any fractured or strained relations, what a great time to mend them. You know, I've tried to use a motto throughout my life. This was also the motto of the Highland rugby team that I coached for 36 years when my wife and I were called as missionaries for 3 years. We, as you know, left and went to California. It was the theme of the mission. And it's no regrets. You know, John, that doesn't mean no mistakes.
Right.
We all have and will make mistakes, starting with me. But it means that we try to avoid the mistakes that are hard to fix. We try to avoid the repeated or intentional mistakes. Mm-hmm. And so during this season of gratitude, may John, Carlos, and I express our gratitude to you and to all the good people at Columbus Travel. And we pray God's blessings upon you that we'll all get through this COVID, that you'll have a healthy and safe holiday. And we look forward to an exciting 2021 and 2022. Now, speaking of excitement, one of the greatest experiences I've ever had, John, was a year ago this month.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Southeast Asia, where if it weren't for the kids and grandkids, I would live there, do the show there at 1 o'clock in the morning every day. But we took a tall ship experience. We sailed from Phuket, Thailand, to Singapore. Mm-hmm. It overwhelmed me. It was with Star Clippers. And we're going to be with Star Clippers in the Mediterranean this September, September 25 to October 2nd. It's a 1 week. We're sailing on a tall ship. As I said, it is big. It is bigger than a football field, including the end zone. It's got 16 sails, four masts, and it has motors. And air conditioning.
You're not going to get stranded.
The dining is over the top, but we sail round trip from Athens. Now, we're going to suggest people come in a day early. We can see the Parthenon down to Mars Hill, Constitution Square, the old Olympic Stadium. It is a city steeped in history, the Acropolis. And then we sail the Greek islands. Mykonos. And an interesting stop is Patmos. Mm-hmm. That is where John the Revelator was banished in 96 AD, wrote the book of Revelation. And then we go to Kushadasi, Turkey. Mm. Now, that's the port city for Ephesus.
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting about Ephesus, so many cities, Jerusalem and Rome, they, you know, the generations just kept building on top of each other. Well, almost overnight, the politics and the trade routes changed at Kushadasi, and the city was left there.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an amazing visit. Well, we visit islands, and there'll be some opportunities to stop in Europe afterwards. Rates start at just $18.10. You got to add your taxes and airfare. But I will be your personal host and tour guide, along with local tour guides. We're going to have so much fun. And I do hope that you can join me. Now, I'm in Oceanside today. John's leaving tomorrow for Florida. We're going to play one more Stump the Dummy. Where did I park and where will you park?
Oh, Park and Jet. No
park
question.
Park and Jet. It's the only one I recommend. It's locally owned. They have great service, free car wash, pick you up right at your car. You don't have to schlep your bags through the ice and the snow. And I do want to remind you, please, please, please help me out with on my YouTube travel channel, youtube.com/getawayguru. youtube.com/getawayguru. Do subscribe, turn on the notifications with the little bell, and please watch the videos. They're informative, they're fun, and it does help me out in my ratings with YouTube. Now, to close out the show, John, give us the highlights of the Columbus Travel Black Friday sale, which continues on into December.
Mm-hmm. All right. For Mexico, Caribbean, and Hawaii, you can save up to $400 on top of the already discounts out there. These are on top of other discounts. For select Norwegian and Princess Cruises, you can save up to $300 per reservation. On the Peru tour that Carlos was talking about, you can save $500. Mekong cruise with Larry, you can save up to $2,000 if you book it by Monday. And then Ama Waterways, you can save up to $500. So they're just all over. I would suggest you go to columbusvacations.com, and you can see the Black Friday sale, and it'll give you all the details, restrictions, everything on that sale.
By the way, earlier I just casually mentioned that in November of next year, I'll be taking an Ama Waterways on the Mekong River, and we'll be doing pre and post tour options, Thailand, Angkor Wat, Cambodia. That currently has a $2,000 per cabin discount, mm-hmm. $1,000 per person.
Yeah.
$2,000. All these details at columbusvacations.com. Have a great holiday weekend. We're thankful for you. Give love and thanks to your own family and friends. We'll see you next Saturday right here at this station at this time on The Travel Show. God bless.